Hey, Billy, why don't we tell them what we're about, man?
So we're here to welcome you to the Madhouse Chronicles. It's a talk show with myself, Billy Morrison.
And me, Ozzy Osbourne.
This man, Prince of Darkness. And we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Come and join Ozzy and myself. Visit osbournemediahouse.com to get special access to...
Come on!
What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
This episode is brought to you by Major Spoilers VIP members.
VIP stands for very important people, and their small monthly contributions ensure that this podcast remains free for all of you.
If you would like to become a bronze, silver, or gold VIP member, go to members.majorspoilers.com for more information.
I sure do thank you for your support. Now, here's your show.
Welcome to Dueling Reviews, a show where two guys sit down with one comic and we go into it in detail. I'm Stephen Schleicher. Joining me, as always, is Matthew Peterson. And Matthew, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Jeff Daniels or Marty McFly?
Ooh, that's tough. Is this a game of kiss, marry, kill? Is that what this
is? No.
Oh, okay.
Pick one or the other.
I can see both, honestly.
Maybe not Jeff Daniels. Yeah, okay, Jeff Daniels. Pick one or the other.
Jeff Daniels.
Okay, that's whose voice you will constantly hear from now on when you read Archie Andrews.
Archie will always be Dallas McKinnon for me from the 1967 Archie shows.
Nope, Jeff Daniels, you picked.
I can. You didn't tell me what I was picking, first of all.
You picked. Work that way. Yeah, sure it does.
Dallas McKinnon.
Yeah, no. Jeff Daniels, this is really weird because this week we are reviewing Archie Comics, or Archie number one from Archie Comics. It's written by Mark Waid, art by Fiona Staples.
It's already October of 1941?
Yeah. Oh, and art by Fiona Staples, which is fantastic. We'll get to it in a minute. Yeah. And this is really a brand new relaunch for everything having to do with Archie. Mm-hmm. Here are some good things. All of the characters that you've known before, Archie, Reggie, Jughead, Kevin Keller, Betty, they're all there, right? Yeah, everybody's there. Except this is the first time you've ever met them.
Right.
So like all of the last couple of years where Archie has started to integrate minorities, people of different sexual orientations, that's all in there. It's not like they're going to be reintroducing. Well, they may be reintroducing Josie and the Pussycats at some point in the future.
I hope so. I love Josie.
But I mean, it's not like this is like some brand new big thing that will come in, you know, our first gay character. No, that's not it. It's already birth fully formed.
It's a launch boot, bam.
Yes. And the other thing that's really interesting about this is Archie Andrews breaks the fourth wall and talks to the reader directly.
Which I like, actually. It feels like a very Archie thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if they've done it in the comics, but we have experience with Archie talking to us in the cartoons. And did you ever see the live action Archie movie?
Oh, that Return to Riverdale.
Return to Riverdale.
Yeah.
They did that there too, I believe.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily recommend that movie, but.
No, I wouldn't either. I think it's horrible. So what's interesting is that Archie says he's not the most popular kid in school.
Right.
But today, everybody is going to be talking about him and Betty, as the two of them have broken up. They've been childhood sweethearts since kindergarten.
Until the lipstick incident.
Yep, and we don't know what it is. No one will talk about it. Archie doesn't talk about it. I don't think Betty even says two words. She does say a few words in here.
Yeah. Betty is mostly there's a beautiful page where he's talking to us and Betty is walking up to talk to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she chickens out and walks away.
Yeah, it is great. I love that page.
Betty is mostly seen in long distance. You know what? Here's the thing you need to know.
There's a page later where, you know, some of the gossips, Kevin and I forget who this other girl is, who do you think it is?
I don't know the girl with the red bangs, but I want to say that the girl who, the Hispanic girl, I think that's Ginger.
Oh, okay.
It?
All right. So that's probably who it is. They're trying to pump Betty for information and she's like, no, it's not Archie's fault. He was such a good guy. He would never do anything bad. And so she's got some really nice moments in there. And then, Then these guys hatch a plan that in order to get Betty and Archie back together again, let's stuff the ballot box at school so that they become the homecoming king and queen, and they have to dance together at the school dance, and it'll be so romantic, and everything will be right with the world.
Yep. And then?
And best of all, Jughead is a volunteer to help count so he can be their inside guy and ensure that they both win.
Here's the thing. This is the only thing you need to know. If you've ever read an Archie comic and you want to say to me, is this a good comic? I'm going to say to you, Jughead still has his hat.
Yeah.
There's no reason for Jughead to still have his hat, but it's there. Do you know why? Because they respect the source material. But enough for Jughead to have his hat. And
I think
that
it goes a
really
little
stretches all the way through the whole book.
I think, though, that it goes a little bit further than that, because I think Jughead's a little bit more devious than what we've seen before, because while Jughead, this is the first time anyone can remember him volunteering for anything, he needs some super glue. Archie is going to go to the dance and help the band set up. It turns out that the lead guitarist can't show up and Archie has to go on and play the guitar. And oh, Betty and Archie are looking at each other and Betty's like, oh, swoon. And then they call out the names of the king and queen. Mr. Principal Weatherby's there and Archie doesn't win.
No.
And we find out that Jughead's doing a lot of stuff behind the scenes.
Jughead is even more devious than we think he is. And most importantly, and most amazingly to me, Jughead plays it off. Everybody's like, what happened? He's like, meow. I love the Jughead in this issue.
I really like Jughead because he does not come off as a doofus or a clown.
No, he's
the hipster for sure, because he's like, how ironic would it be for me to wear one of these Jughead hats and wear a big S on my shirt?
But he's the weird kid. They're like, what do you need the super glue for? He's like, we all know I'm just going to give you some weird answer that will leave us all even more confused. So why don't we just step past that?
Yeah. No, he's definitely.
Yeah,
He's character smart to watch in this. Yeah. He is the character to watch in this.
And he's, you know, the thing, when I talk about the crown, though, everything in this issue makes me feel like Wade and Staples and everybody involved really wants to honor what has been Archie for the last 70 odd years. And
if they want to honor what's been coming on the last 75 years, where's Veronica in all of this?
She's going to be moving to town.
Yeah, and that's the other thing that's kind of cool, too, is that at the very last page, he's like, Archie's like, well, you know, I didn't get the girl. Maybe it's for the best. Maybe we take a break from one each other. And actually, Jughead has some really cool comments about they need to be away from each other. Mm-hmm. And as Archie's walking away, he goes, oh, maybe I'll meet a really cute girl just around the corner. And he's walking past this giant sign that says Lodge Industries, changing your town from the ground up. And there's a picture of Mr. Lodge there, and he's looking. And interestingly, he's looking right at Archie with a very grim.
He looks like he's giving Archie the stink eye, which I think that's pretty much thematically perfect and appropriate.
I really like that this is how they're introducing hopefully a bunch of new readers to the world of Archie who've maybe never read Archie before, because here you've just got Betty and Archie and they're the power couple and everybody loves them. And then they're broken up and oh no, what's going to happen? And suddenly here comes Veronica. And the way Wade is writing this is it feels very natural. It doesn't feel forced like instantly from day one, because there are some very iconic shots in this piece. We'll get to the art in a moment. But, you know, one of the big iconic shots is Betty, Veronica, and Archie all sharing a milkshake. Mm-hmm. And in this issue, we only see Betty enjoying that milkshake by herself. And
drinking
so
it with both straws. Yeah.
And there's nothing about Veronica in this. And so I think that's super great in how they're slowly building the story of Archie and his life into this. And I love the fact that Archie just breaks that fourth wall, talks to the reader. Just from the story perspective, I really got a kick out of this.
Yes. And they actually do. There's a moment, and I don't know. I think it's Reggie, but I may be wrong.
Oh, yeah, Reggie the Greaser. Oh, man, that's awesome.
Where he and Reggie are playing video games and they talk about
millionaires
moving to town.
No, that's not Reggie.
It doesn't look like Juggy.
No, it's not Jughead either. It's one of Archie's other friends, but it's definitely not Reggie, because Reggie
Archie has friends other than Reggie and Jughead.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because that doesn't look, to me, that doesn't look anything like Reggie, because his hair is all spiked up. And then when we see Reggie a few pages later trying to put the moves on Betty with his greaser leather jacket and everything, it's all slick back.
Oh, hey. Also, there's a wonderful scene where Archie is getting lunch for him and Jughead, and there's like nine
nine hamburgers and a giant soda.
Yeah. Let's get to the art, man. We got to talk about this.
Oh, yeah. Fiona Staples' art is fantastic. And again, I know a lot of people, and I said this with Francesco Francavilla when he did the Afterlife with Archie in the zombie series, how breaking from the traditional Archie style really makes Archie more attractive to me and maybe to a lot of other people. And here Fiona Staples just kills it with doing her own style. Everybody's recognizable. I mean, Archie's got red hair and freckles, and Betty's got blonde hair, but you see different shapes and sizes and colors, and it is just, it's nice to see it break away from the traditional Archie style, even though the Archie style, I think, historically is very, very important.
Yes, and it's important to note that it hasn't always been that same style. It has evolved and changed depending on who the lead artist was at the time.
Right.
For a while it was Goldberg. For a while it was what's his name?
Well, now, for probably the last, you know, the parent look. Well, really though, for the last 30 years or so, the style has been the same, because we see that when we go back and look at the compilation books that Archie puts out every month of books from the 1970s, stories from the 1970s. It's still the same art. It's still the same look and style.
There are some subtle differences, but at the back of this issue, they actually reprint.
Oh yeah, from Pep Comics 22 or whatever it is.
I've actually read Pep 22, an actual copy of it. I read it very dang carefully, but I've actually read it.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Had it in my hands.
It's really nice to read that, and I would encourage people, if you buy Archie number one, to stick around for the first appearance of Archie, and to read Mark Waid's reason why this issue of Archie is really important. Pep Comics 22 is important, and his justifications for it, because it does make a lot of sense.
Yeah, and I think that is another example of the fact that, yes, they want to give us something new. They want to appeal to new audiences, and they want to do a modern sensibility, but it's still going to be Archie.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like that. I like the fact that they're taking a chance and trying to do something different, but it's still true to Archie. It's going to be an Archie comic, and I'm really fine with that. I want more of that.
I really want more of this book. It's really good. And the art, like I said, going back to the art, it's fantastic.
Yeah, and Betty looks incredible in every panel, because they talk about her as being, you know, the girl next door. He says she smells like flowers and motor oil.
Yeah, yeah.
She's, you know, that nice Midwestern girl. Every panel, you're just like, aw.
Yeah.
And you know what's very impressive to me is the fact that even the cartoonier characters like Weatherby and Jughead, to a degree.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They work in this realistic style. I mean, Jughead still has his enormous pointy nose, but she makes it work.
Right.
And I think that right there was probably the hardest part of this, was getting those characters to where you put them into this art style, you make them work without having them somehow look silly or cartoonish.
Mm-hmm.
They've done really, really good stuff here.
Yeah, it's great. And I can't wait to read more. I hope this, I don't know how long Waid is on for this. I'm hoping it's for 12 issues at least. But I'll be okay if it only goes 6. And I hope Fiona Staples sticks around for a while on this too. Or at least when they do change the creatives, they don't go back to the old art style and look. Because I just don't think it'll work.
I don't think they will. And I think the fact that they've dedicated so much to Francavilla's work and Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
Right.
I think they're really seeing that diversifying the style and giving it a more modern art style works.
Mm-hmm.
So I doubt that they would do that. In fact, I think if she leaves, they should get someone with a completely different but equally modern style.
Humberto Ramos.
Or somebody good.
Alex Ross.
I wouldn't mind Alex Ross.
He's actually done some covers.
I don't think I've seen him do interiors in a very long time.
No, but he's done some Archie covers. Unfortunately, the one that he did, I think it was for the Death of Archie series or something like that. Everybody looked menacing and evil. I don't know if you saw that cover.
Well, he has terrible color sense, and the colors were very, very bad to try.
Well, I think he may have also been saying something about the characters, too.
That they were evil.
Well, that deep down inside, they're all evil stepchildren. Yeah,
yeah, that seems like him. But, you know, I'd like to see an arc with maybe somebody like Zdarsky.
Yeah, yeah,
You know, you could get some of the big high-profile dudes on this. You could get some, I don't know, who's the new hotness? Dudettes, too?
Yeah.
Artists, man, who's the new hotness? It's probably...
Well, famous. You know, here are some that I would pick that I would think would be have an interesting take on Archie. We've already seen Francesco Francavilla and what he's done with Afterlife with Archie, so that's really good. I like Fiona Staples on this. I would really love to see Umberto Ramos take on a couple of issues of Archie. I think Matt Wagner would also be really good, good. What's his name, who does the... God dang it. Satellite Sam...
Chaykin,
oh, Howard Chaykin. I would love to see Howard Chaykin.
$5 says that Veronica Lodge is wearing patterned tights in every single panel.
Well, maybe, I don't know, but I think it would be interesting to see his take on those characters. I mean, when Chaykin does the Shadow, it's not overly sexualized, but I think that would be really good. I think Doc Shaner would be really good well. Who is?
You know what? I'm going to say something you never thought you'd heard me say.
What?
Jurgens would be good for an arc on Archie.
There you go.
I would like Jurgens. I would like to see that. That would be amazing. Bruce Timm.
Mm-hmm.
4 issues of Bruce Timm Archie.
Yeah. yeah, I think that'd be really good. And then, there are some other creators that are out there that I think would also probably be really good on the art side. Those would be, if I could say, hey, just pick somebody that you'd love to see do an issue or two of Archie. Throw them out there, and those would be ones that I would throw out just off the top of my head. But if I did some poking around, I'm sure I could find a couple of more that I would say, oh yes, let's get her and him and throw them on board. Like what's her name, Danielle Corsetto, I think would be fun to do something on that.
Yeah.
Gronk, what's her name?
I can't remember.
We just did her book not too long ago on the Major Spoilers podcast.
Brain stopped working.
Yeah, Katie Cook.
There you go.
Yeah. Would be up there.
Yeah. Jerry Ordway. Does Jerry Ordway still draw?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm dating myself there, I think.
So there's plenty of opportunities for people to jump on board, and I hope that they continue to tell some, and I love the fact that this book is broken down into a 3-act structure, a very clear 3-act structure.
Yes.
In 3 different chapters. And I would love to see this great storytelling continue and not just be a bunch of, and not to disparage what's come on before, but everything leading up to a want sight gag kind of punchline bit where everybody's falling over backwards and their feet are up in the air.
Right.
Because they can't believe how crazy it is.
It does have a moment, and this moment works contextually, where Archie is explaining to us, and we're at the end of the issue, he's like, so, if you got any suggestions how to get over Betty,
At
Archie Comics, # lipstick incident.
Yep.
I love that.
Yep, and I even tweeted it out already, so there you go.
That's the thing. I mean, they've taken this idea of a kid who in the 1940s was driving a jalopy and, you know, having chocolate sodas at the chocolate shop for a nickel.
Yep.
And they've really modernized it into what a kid might be like. I don't know any teenagers, but I have an 11-year-old. Does that count? Yeah, I think it does. Yeah, I like that they have taken such pains to make sure this is still an Archie story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they've taken everything you need from an Archie story and put it in this context where you're like, holy moly, this is exactly what an Archie story should be without being anything like what we've seen before.
Right. And I think a lot of that has to do with, I think, maybe at its core, what we're seeing here is romance comics.
Yeah.
Right. Teen drama comics. You know, this is, of course, this is better than anything 90210 or Vampire Diaries or,
you know, 90210 is 20 years ago, man.
Well, there you go. Okay. This feels nothing like that. Those kind of shenanigans. This feels good. And I say, everybody go out and pick it up. Big thumbs up for me. Yeah. 5-star review, 2 thumbs up, all the meatloaf you can eat.
All the meatloaf in the world. Yep. This is, Go. Rush right out in a buying frenzy.
Yep. It's very good. And thank you to Archie for sending it our way. And we really enjoyed it quite a bit. Okay, so we mentioned the Major Spoilers Podcast. That's another show in the Major Spoilers Podcast Network. Be sure to check it out. It's a really in-depth show. We really like that a lot.
Be sure to talk like that.
Yes. You can find all of the shows that we do on the Major Spoilers Podcast Network master feed. You can, of course, find that over on iTunes. And while you're over at iTunes, go ahead and give this a 5-star rating and a review. We will read some of the reviews in future episodes. So be sure to get involved with that. If you have a question or a comment, just send it to podcast@majorspoilers.com. Or if you're on the if you're on your mobile device and you're listening to this show, just scroll down and you'll find in the show notes a little link to our phone number. You can click on that. You can call the Major Spoilers hotline, 785-727-1939, and leave a message. Lots of fun. Coming out next week. Now, next, we don't have the complete list as of yet because this is still early Tuesday when we are recording this, early Tuesday morning. And so we don't have the complete list of books. We have the gold sponsor books out that are coming out next week. But because of the San Diego Comic-Con, I expect that this list probably won't be updated until probably late Monday, early Tuesday. So that's when you can probably expect it over the Major Spoiler site. But coming out next week from Dark Horse Comics, we have Gru and Friend, Gru, Friend and Foes number 7, Death Head number 1, Predator, Fire and Stone trade paperback. That should be kind of interesting. Let's see. DC Comics has Astro City number 25. Batman Harley Quinn gets a trade paperback. Black Canary sees issue number 2, as does Doomed and Dr. Fate. Nice. I'm going to pick that one up. Harley Quinn sees issue number 18. Justice League hits big number 42. Martian Manhunter sees issue number 2 arrive. Secret Six gets the 4th issue, and we will finally find out, spoilers, if that's Ralph Digby or not.
Dibney.
Yes, that's what I said.
No, that's not
after,
what you
after
said.
I finally got it out.
No.
Robin, Son of Batman, number 2, comes out next week. So, yeah, The Elongated Man, Secret Six, going to be cool. And The Riddler. There you go. Spoilers. IDW Publishing has Donald Duck, number 3. Eric Powell's The Goon Chinatown Artist Edition hardcover. That's a Please Inquire. But the Chinatown story is really, really good. And if you can get an artist edition of that, wow, that will be very cool. The Galaxy Quest Journey Continues gets a trade paperback treatment, as does G.I. Joe, Fall of G.I. Joe.
Oh.
Godzilla in Hell number 1 comes out next week. Jim and the Holograms number 5 comes out next week. Really, already 5 issues of Jim and the Holograms?
Yeah.
My Little Pony Friendship is Magic number 32, Star Trek Ongoing number 47. Of course, this week is Star Trek Green Lantern number 1. Uncle Scrooge number 4, Wally Wood, EC Comics Artist's Edition. That's a, Artisan Edition. It's a big difference there because it's only a $49.99 book.
Right.
And then we also get Walt Disney's Comics and Stories number 721. Image Comics, yeah. Image Comics has Empty number 5, Empty Zone number 2, Island number 1, Invincible 121, Postal number 5. Let's see, and Trees number 11, among others. Marvel Comics has the all-new X-Men premier hardcover, Utopia. Ant-Man Annual number 1, Armor Wars number 3, that's a SWA book.
SWA!
Captain Britain and the Mighty Defenders is a number 1 book. Captain Marvel and the Carol Corps number 2. Guardians of Nowhere number 1, Hail Hydra number 1. Korvac Saga, number 2. A lot of people are really liking that. Also, I think, oh no, that's out this week, is 1872. Moon Knight, number 17. Planet Hulk, number 3. That's a SWA book. Secret Worlds, Battle World, number 3. Siege, number 1. Silver Surfer, number 13. Spider-Man 2099 gets a trade paperback. That's the Spider-Verse tie-ins. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Where Monsters Dwell, number 3. That's a SWA book. Ultimate End. Gets a couple of reprintings, and then Year of Future Past number 3. So that's what's coming out from Marvel next week. And then it looks like Steven Universe gets a trade paperback, as does a what is that? Dorfler hardcover. I don't know what that is, and I don't know who it's by. I don't know who it is or who it's by, but that is out next week. Just a simple smattering of books that you can find at your local comic book store. Please support your local comic book store. If you like, yep. And if you like this episode of Dueling Reviews, please consider becoming a Major Spoilers VIP, because without our VIPs, we can't do what we need to do in order to entertain you and inform you and keep you up to date on all things going on in the pop culture and comic book world. San Diego Comic-Con kicks off today.
And preview they've announced, night. What, half of the news already?
Yeah, I think that's kind of interesting. I mean, we'll talk about this on the Major Spoilers podcast. If you haven't listened to that already, go listen to it. But it's interesting because there is so much, I don't know, showbiz going on at the San Diego Comic-Con, so much noise.
Right.
That I think for some publishers, it's hard for them to get the word out that, hey, we've got these books coming out. And so Boom Studios started this a couple of years ago by saying, hey, we know that we're going to be at Comic-Con and we're going to announce all these things at Comic-Con. But guess what? We're going to tell you all these things that we're going to talk about at Comic-Con in advance so that we can get some early hype and some early press, because we know we're going to be drowned out once everyone starts focusing on Marvel and DC and the movie studios.
Right.
And so they started doing that. And then, of course, some of the other publishers jumped on board. Valiant had last week the Valiant Summit, where they announced some of their new books that are coming out. Image Expo kicked off last, was it Friday, Thursday or Friday? Must have been Friday.
Something like that.
And they announced like 25 new books that are coming out. And of course, they're going to talk about all this stuff at the San Diego Comic-Con, but at least it's giving them a chance to get some coverage now before the chaos begins. And of course, the chaos will be all over the Major Spoilers website. Head over to majorspoilers.com and you'll find out all the San Diego Comic-Con stuff. If you want to find out what is going on and you're looking, you're seeing, well, I see all these sneak peeks and I'm seeing these stories about things that don't have the SDCC logo on it. Look at the little icon over on the right-hand side and click on that Major Spoilers coverage of the San Diego Comic-Con, and you will find our rundown of all of our SDCC stories. All right there for you to enjoy and consume. And again, we can't do it without our VIPs. And if you want to become a VIP, members.majorspoilers.com, a small monthly contribution, really small, less than a comic book, can keep the lights on, our servers running, and allow us to hire more people as we need them, and allow us to bring you more fine shows like our brand new show that we've just added to the Major Spoilers Podcast Network, Lizard People, Dear Readers. It's a book podcast by George Chimples and friends. So you'll want to go check that out. All in the Major Spoilers Podcast Network master feed. That's where you're going to have to find it. And we appreciate everybody who supports everything that we do. Anything else, Matthew?
Steven Universe got renewed for a third season.
I did see that. I did see that. So that's good. It looks like some other TV shows got renewed for next year, too.
Nice.
Yeah. Hannibal did not.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hannibal
but
did
isn't
not.
Isn't there another season of Hannibal coming?
I don't think so. I don't know what's the deal is. I just saw that they chose not to renew it, and that both the Netflix and the Hulu have given it a pass.
So it
probably is not going to come back.
I thought they said that Hannibal had more episodes yet to run, but would not be returning.
Oh, maybe that's what they're going to do. Just let them play out, and then that's it.
Possible. I don't know.
Well, we'll have to see how the series progresses. If it does have some other episodes, if the ratings are high enough, maybe some other people will pick it up. Who knows? I mean, there's a brand new dragon. What is it? Dragons of Perth, Burke, or whatever it is.
Dragon Riders.
Dragon Riders of Pern.
Yeah,
there's a brand new.
How to Train Your Dragon.
Yes. It's all on the Netflix. There's a brand new series there on Netflix. Yep. And of course, there's Dinah Girl and Lycra
Woman. Lycra Woman and Dinah.
Yeah, Lycra Woman and Dinah Girl is
not
coming.
Not Lycra Woman. That's an entirely different thing. Don't Google that, by the way.
There's a whole bunch more. And you can find it over at majorspoilers.com. We haven't really picked out what book we're going to review next week. Nothing popped up, but we will let you know real soon. And we will review it next week, just in time for the new comic book day, so that you can rush out and pick up the book. But this week, Matthew, it is Archie Comics number one, and I do say pick it up.
As do I. Pick up two and tell them you love them.
Hey, you know what? That's not a bad idea. Here's what you should do. Pick up two issues.
Mm-hmm.
Give one to a friend.
Yeah.
I think that'd be really cool if we started something like that, where every week you find a book, you know, maybe on Wednesday morning we run the Major Spoilers staff picks, books that we are recommending or that we're looking forward to for that week. And you could look down that list, and if something strikes your fancy, go buy one, go buy two, and give one of those to a friend. Somebody who may not even be into comic books. I bought two issues of Bizarro number 2 last week. Gave one to my son, one for me. And I think he took it to school with him. So I'm sure I'm going to get a, why is everybody talking backwards? What have you
done? What's going on? What'd you do? Why is it? Oh.
It's anarchy at the daycare.
I am a daycare kid. So apparently Hannibal season 3 is airing now
okay.
over the summer.
Okay.
and will end sometime in August, and then it will never return
ever. It will never return ever. Ever. I've never seen the show, so I couldn't tell you if it's good or bad.
Me neither. Some people say it's great, but then, you know, people like Humberto Ramos, too. So, I mean, these things happen.
Yeah, well, there you go. Okay. All right, everybody. Take care. We will see you soon, and we love you. Bye.
This podcast is copyright 2015 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.